Good morning. Today is Monday, November the 28th. Joining us this morning, let's see, I could say from the secret bunker, or I could say from the stereo booth rather than the broadcast booth, Rob Arkley. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing better than you.
Yeah.
You got the crud, huh?
Oh, not severe, but yeah, I have a little cold.
Okay. Thanks.
Survival is imminent.
Yeah. Oh, are you ready for our Why Do We Say It?
I sure am.
You are, huh? I found a whole new category.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Many were famous, others merely rich is the category.
Okay.
All right. Why do we use the term or the phrase nicotine?
Nicotine. Isn't it the name of the compound?
Nope.
Oh, well, then I don't have any idea.
All right. Much in the news since U.S. Surgeon Generals began issuing warnings about it, nicotine is a Native American chemical. But its name has traveled around the world from France, where it was coined. Jean Nicot, is how it's written, N-I-C-O-T, an early student of language, won appointment as the ambassador to Portugal. While serving in Lisbon, he frequently talked with sailors who had made the long journey to the New World. Around 1560, he obtained from some of them seeds of a plant unknown in Europe. From those seeds, the first tobacco plants were seen in France, and they were grown. When scientists began dimly to realize that tobacco included a potent substance whose nature was then unknown, they called it nicotine in honor of Jean Nicot.
That's wonderful. I like that.
Yeah. There's, like, logic to that one.
Yeah, there is.
Oh. Well, since last we got together, Red Wave, Blue Wave just kind of became almost a non-event on the federal level. Stunned, amazed, disappointed? What kind of takeaway did you get from that?
Disappointed very much. Somewhat amazed, not remarkably amazed. And, you know, it's okay. I'm pretty good with this. So the Senate, the Democrats have a really hard map for the Senate in 2024. And so they just have so many seats up. This time we had a lot of seats up. So we were playing defense the whole way.
So the exposure was larger for the Republicans this time and will be inverted next cycle?
100%.
What about the state level? We heard a little bit about some of the governors. I guess the one in Arizona is still, I don't know if it's up in the air or it just hasn't settled yet. How did those play out as far as what your anticipation was?
Well, I was surprised. I thought Carrie Lake was ahead. That was what the polling that I'd seen showed. I think it's too bad that we can't seem to get the whole formula done on getting elections right. Not as far as result, but in just the execution of it. And so I think, that's not good.
It does. It wouldn't seem like it would be that complicated, but yet it does present enough problems in enough jurisdictions that either they can't figure it out or there's, I don't know if it's hanky-panky going on, but something that changes from jurisdiction to jurisdiction or state to state.
Well, this early voting seems to be a fact of life in some states, and the Democrats are really good at it. And the Republicans aren't. And so I think we're going to lose until we get good at it.
Yeah, and that is locked in, you think, into the future?
Not state by state, but there are going to be swing states that have early voting.
Makes sense, yeah. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, as you consider the economic picture of where America is right now, I found it curious how gas prices came down in California by, what was it, about 70 cents, 75 cents, something in that neighborhood in the last week and a half. Now, whether that's coincidental with the Thanksgiving weekend and the travel or the end of the political window or the governor getting ready to do some stuff, I don't know. But when you look at the economy, what do you see right now?
Boy, there are some pretty smart people I know who just think we're in a recession right now. And whether we are, I kind of have doubts, but people are living off their credit cards. We're seeing that a lot. Housing has really slowed down. But I made a guy a bet that we would see 5%, 5.5% interest rates before we see a 8% mortgage rate.
Okay.
So I think rates are coming down, and I think, you know, it's going to be tough. There's a lot of issues out there right now.
Okay, Rob's perfect world, which, okay, we'll just kind of let that settle in for a sec. What would be number one? What would you do number one, or is there a low-hanging fruit that you could pick off that would help to settle things down or at least stabilize?
I'd balance the budget. There's really no choice but to balance the budget. We're running out of money, and we won't be able to sustain our path for very long. We are not taking China as seriously as we should.
Economically or militarily?
Both. So I just think the problem is I just don't think the Democrats these days are particularly serious people. I mean, they've got an overall agenda, but what they're doing makes no economic sense. And even the liberals I know don't think it makes economic sense.
Enough to rebuff what's going on, or I don't really agree with it, but, you know, they're my guys, so, you know, I'm not going to raise a stink.
You got the latter, and it's too bad, but that's what it is. And, I mean, I guess I can't imagine how many of these people have turned into millionaires through their service in Congress. I just don't understand it. Pelosi's offensive in every way. I just don't see how they can do these things with a straight face.
Well, isn't it intriguing? You know, we talk about conflicts of interest and insider trading and, you know, things of that nature. But I would think by the very definition of their positions that they would have advanced knowledge and inside information, just because they see and know things that we can't see and know, that have direct influence on either the economy or business or the regulatory environment, or how could they help but not know that stuff?
If they don't, they're not doing their jobs.
Okay, point taken.
They should know all this stuff, and why they claim not to. I mean,
at least be honest.
Look, we're starting to look like a banana republic.
Who out there? What government out there is dialed in that you have confidences in?
I think Norway's pretty good. I think Sweden is pretty good.
How come?
They just have really consistent bodies of law that they follow well, and and they have fiscal sanity with what they're doing.
I would imagine that the fiscal part and consistency, I mean, those are two things that the stock market likes. Which I guess brings up another topic with all of the variability that's been going on and all the unanticipated things. The stock market hasn't really taken a dive. So if uncertainty is really the thing that it likes to avoid, and certainty is what they want, the fact that we don't have certainty, how is the stock market continuing to stay at the levels that it is?
Well, the stock market's down 20-25%. It's been pretty well clobbered.
Oh, I thought it was like still trading. The index was right around 32,000, something like that.
Yeah, but you go down individually, it's pretty ugly.
Yeah, certain sectors. Well, and that was the other thing with Amazon doing their layoffs and some of the tech sector. Is that it readjusting prematurely or in a timely fashion?
I think they are on big time defense, and they're in risk off positions, and so I think these layoffs are indicative that they see some rough sledding ahead.
And we'll talk about what that means also when we come back. It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, before we had to cut out on the break there, we were talking a little bit about the tech sector and the shedding of jobs and some of the attention that's going on in that arena. Harbinger for the future, or have these guys kind of been the golden goose for so long that they really haven't had to look at how the operations are going because their gross has just been exponentially exploding for so long that they didn't have to?
Well, that's a great question. And I think we're on the verge of another tech boom. We don't quite know what it's going to look like, but I think it's going to be pretty big. And there are a few businesses that are super well positioned for it. And so I think we're going to see a lot of things moving around really well.
They're shifting away from the existing big boys or
yeah.
are
yeah.
Okay, so they will start to lose some of their influence, I guess might be a good term.
Yeah, you're going to see huge amounts of artificial intelligence, things like that.
In new areas of application, or yeah, because I think that was the fear early on was robotics. I guess now it's AI instead of that. We're going to be replacing people, and all of a sudden, then we have the specter of unemployment. Not that that's an issue right now, but is this an expansion into areas that we don't see right now, or is this economies of scale and because of some of the labor costs, a boomerang coming back on that?
Oh, I think there's a lot of pretty easy things going on. I mean, the next iteration of Facebook, Meta, is going to be pretty exciting, I think. I think Amazon's gone about as far as they can go under their model. Now the model's going to change. And so there's a lot of things happening that are heretofore, you know, when would you say the real tech boom started again? Probably in 2004. And it's been a platform from there till now. And now we're just going to see another one.
At a different level or just a different one at the same level?
Different level, different concept. I can't tell you what it is because I just don't know.
Just a sense?
We're going to see unbelievable progress in curing diseases. It's all technology driven. It's just going to blow people away. The next 10 years is going to just plain shock everybody.
Yeah, I know that you've kind of had that one tucked away for a little bit. We've talked on air and off air about that over the years. You think it's getting to that point where not only will there be marketplace acceptance, but there'll be regulatory acceptance as well?
Who knows what regulatory acceptance will look like going forward? We just don't know what those things look like because they have different ideas, and it's everything's very politicized. We don't truly have free markets anymore. Do I think it's going to happen? And the United States needs to understand that if they don't make the approval process better for drugs and treatments, it's just going to go up to other countries where it'll get done. It's going to happen.
Kind of like the Canadian and the English models that we've been kind of, I guess, benefiting from would be the term?
I think that's right. And so I'm pretty excited about where we're headed. I mean, what are we going to see? Do I think the three-dimensional building, the copiers, you know?
The printer, the fancy printers.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're going to see a lot of that, which is going to do things. I don't think we have anywhere near the technology we need to make the plunge into electric cars and windmills and that. But I tell you, I finally sat down and really got into an in-depth discussion about the windmill projects here. They're of a scale, Bri, that I am just stunned at. They're just giant.
Yeah. Yeah, what, 200 feet tall or something like that?
Well, that's the stature. What I'm talking about is each one is $500 million.
Oh, you're putting the dollar sign. Yes, yeah.
And then they're going to do 1,200 of them. Well, that's kind of $600 billion-ish over 20 years. First one rolling out in 28, the last one in 2045. Something along those lines.
20 after, so, it doesn't matter to us.
Yeah, but what's amazing is the scale that we're talking about here. And so, you know, it's a brave new world. It's exciting. We're going to see some of the locals fight it, but the change is upon us, and it's almost nothing that can be done to put it back in the bottle.
Now, who would be in opposition to a project like that? I mean, you got the environmental community in support of it. Okay, you've got the business community in support of it. You've got labor in support of it. Who would be other than those that want to live under the bridge, who would be in opposition?
Here's the thing, is we're rushing through this. I mean, how do we deal with the bird kill? Is there bird kill? There's a lot of really important things to study. And
offshore? That far?
Well, you're making a statement and saying, how can there be? I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There are a lot of things that I don't quite understand. How are we going to get the power, which is anticipated to be 20 to 30% of our overall state of California needs, how are we going to get it off of these wonderful platforms and into population centers?
Now, that's the one question that I have heard that hasn't been answered. Okay, we can build it. We can drag them out. We got the leases. Dandy. Everybody's lining up for it. Perfect. But how do we connect it into the grid? And that seems to be the big question at this point. But as I've been told, well, don't worry about it. That'll work its way out.
Well, the other thing that we're seeing is right now the technology's not all that super great. Over in Europe, these windmills are degrading at a rate that is faster than anyone anticipated. So, I mean, we're rushing through a lot of things, and I'm not a Luddite like our friend at North Coast Environmental Center, arguably EPIC, are. But at the same time, I think these are important decisions that we need to look at carefully.
As a society or as an investor or... It's just a community member.
All of the above. I mean, I just don't know what the ramifications of wind are. I mean, obviously, solar seems to be, for a lot of the state, a pretty good place to get power or energy. Up here, not so much, maybe. And I guess our winds off our coast are the best anywhere in the world as far as consistent and big.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just at a really great point as far as a lot of changes going on. But what we have to do is make sure that we have our minds open and whereas normally it's the enviros who put the brakes on everything, I'm saying let's be deliberate about this one.
KINS, news and information time, it's 8:45.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, news and information time. It's 8:50. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, housing in the area, we seem to have some signs. I know you've got a couple of opportunities there that you're trying to make through the process. Is there an overall acceptance and understanding now, finally, that we need the infrastructure and we need housing, and housing is part of that critical infrastructure that we are lacking?
Units now, and I know these guys do these apartment complexes with 15 or 20 units and feel like they're doing something that's never going to get there. You need to have some big moves to fill the holes. And so we need infrastructure, and we need it now. We have to do things with a view towards fixing problems.
Now, when you say infrastructure, most times we think roads, sewer, power, things of that nature. Well, we've got some of the new sewer stuff. I understand that Eureka is going to be doing a major push, getting rid of the terracotta pipes and trying to convert everything over. PG&E has got their challenges that are going on. We still have challenges with getting reliable cable and the fiber optics and the redundancies and all those types of things that are out there. So when you say infrastructure, what areas are you looking at, or is it all encompassing?
It's all encompassing, and it's the next 25 years is going to be unequivocally the age of infrastructure again in this country. We need it. It's going to be done. Hopefully it's done much better than we did it last time. Technologies are better, but infrastructure is going to have to be done. And it's all of the above, Brian. There's no simple one size fits all for every project. We really have to be thoughtful on doing some of these things.
When we say we have to, who's the we? Is it the jurisdictions? Is it the marketplace? Not too many of us vote on, okay, new street pavement. I mean, that's not what we do. Is it our elected representatives? I mean, who's out there? Or are we talking kind of Adam Smith and the invisible hand?
Oh, it's going to be both. It really is. It's not going to be just one or the other. It's going to be all of the above. And it's going to be messy with PG&E. We're way behind the curve. They're good at what they do, believe it or not. But they've got a huge burden in front of them. There are just a lot of gaps that we're going to have to fill.
Well, it bodes to be an interesting next little bit of time. So I think we'll have plenty to talk about down the road.
Oh,
get well, buddy. I'll see you in a little bit. Okay.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Join us tomorrow for more Talk Shop.